and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, and happy new year. This is 2017. This is January 3rd, 2017, the first Tuesday of the year. This is our first broadcast. This is Change Matters, and I am Kenny Hendricks. And this is our first show of the new year, and we are going to have a good one. It is has been an interesting year last year, somewhat disappointing with some of the things that happened. But we've got some opportunities to have some things happen, and we have to be diligent about exactly what's going on and what we're going to be doing. So we hope everyone had a safe and a good New Year's Eve holidays. We hope you didn't celebrate too hard and you recovered from that. But we're going to have a lot of interesting things to start to talk about this year. So we will be talking about those things. One of the things, I don't know if everyone gets our out on a weekly basis and things, and what came over the wire a short while ago made me want to actually change a little bit. It's been reported that the Republicans have basically gutted the ethics committee that actually watches them to make sure that they are doing the right thing and not doing unethical things, which is a really, really, when you start doing that, when you start gutting the watchdog, the people that are going to watch you, you actually have the wolf watching the hen house. And so what we may see if they can't change this back is an unprecedented level of corruption and scandal coming out of Congress. Now, you tie that with the fact that we've got and completely unqualified president coming in, it's unfathomable to think about exactly what could happen in these coming next 4 years. So we really need to be look at that, and we really need to be vocal. And one of the problems I've had with the Democrats even up to now is the fact that they have not been vocal about a lot of things. When we went into during the late last year during the election, during the campaigning, when John McCain and about three other Republicans said that they would not confirm any Supreme Court nominee that the new president put forward if the new president was going to be Hillary Clinton. Now that Trump is president, obviously they would want to go ahead and confirm that person, but the Democrats aren't saying anything. But again, first Monday of the year, this is Change Matters Solutions, and I'm Kenny Hendricks.
And good morning. I hope you can hear me now. This is Colette Williams, and I am here in sunny, southern, 49-degree, very cold. How does that go? It never rains in California. Well, it's getting ready to rain again, and we are going to have a very wet and cold week. that's okay. As long as I can stay warm and dry, I'm okay with it. And as Ken said, good morning, good morning. Sorry about my technical difficulties. I am technically challenged, as you'll soon find out, but that's okay. They've got my back.
And I've known that for years.
So. Yeah, I just can't. I don't know. I'm the old phone talk. And guess what, folks? Guess what? Hold on to your hat. Guess what? Yes, you got it. I'm the one with the flip phone. Yep, I've got a flip phone. And it works just fine. I don't care if you're laughing. Laugh at me all you want. And, oh, Ken, I forgot to tell you, I was driving down the street one day last week, and in Pasadena, of course, and someone saw me pull out my flip phone. The guy in the car next to me was just falling out laughing, showing me, putting his hands together, flipping his hands. I said, don't laugh. Don't laugh. You guys are going to wish you had a flip phone. You're going to wish you had a flip phone.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Well, I'm so proud of my flip phone, aren't I? But anyway, again, welcome, 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 and Happy New Year. And thank you for joining us. We are here, and we've got some lively shows coming up. And just as you were talking about, Ken, the Ethics Committee, the Ethics Panel, has been, I won't use the word extinguished, because Nancy Pelosi is not going to let that happen. They're going to rename it and reroute it. But that just says to you and says to all of us that some shaky, shaky, suspect things are going to happen this year, and they don't want to be called on those things. They don't want anybody looking over their shoulder telling you, nope, can't do that. But guess what? You know what? We're going to be doing a lot of that. We're going to be doing a lot of that because very, very shaky things have already happened, and they're going to continue to happen. We've got someone in the White House who is uniquely unqualified, quote and unquote, uniquely unqualified, and never in the history of this country have we had someone so unqualified to be the president. So we've got a lot ahead of us. We've got a lot going on in this country, and we have a lot more going on in the black community that we really, really, really must work on. And those of you who have received the promos, we're talking about this quite a bit, and also we're going to have a town hall next month. We're going to have a town hall in February, and that is going to not only commemorate, but it's also going to be in line with trying to do something in the black community or getting everyone a call to action, getting everyone together so that we can implement change and solutions. That's what the show is about. That's exactly what the show is about. It's about change and coming up with solutions. We all know that we must create change in our communities, in our homes, within our families, and we can do that collectively. We can do that as we collaborate. We can do that as we all move forward in a energetic, productive manner. So this is an opportunity to do that, and before I go any further, I'm going to give you some numbers, and you can contact us by dialing 866-510-9025. Again, that's 866-510-9025. You can also send us an email, and that email address is changematters99@gmail.com. That's changematters99@gmail.com, and I am Colette Williams, and we also have Kenny Hendricks on the line. So send us a line. Call us today. Be a part of the solution and just work with us. We've got a lot to talk about. As I said, we're going to have a town hall. Join the town hall. Be a part of the audience. So let's get this conversation and this show going, Ken. We've got a lot to talk about. As I mentioned, the Ethics Committee is going to dissolve the committee isn't dissolving the panel, but it is being dissolved. And that's going to cause some issues. What were you saying, Ken? Are you there?
If this is this is a precursor to what we're going to see again. As
right.
I said earlier, we're going to see unprecedented and some unprecedented levels of corruption going on. You have to have somebody have some sort of oversight. People with that much power to create laws Look what happened in North Carolina. Scotty, I know you're in North Carolina with the outgoing governor changing the laws to limit the power, the outgoing Republican governor, to change the laws limiting the power of the incoming Democratic governor. Huge scandal. Now, a judge did have them stop that. He put a stop to that so they could figure out what was going on. But the interesting thing is you take it at the, for example, at the federal level, when we have an incoming, when they thought there was going to be an incoming Democrat, you know, they were ready to strip powers away from that Democrat, you know. And here we are in North Carolina. They've got an incoming Democrat. They're going to strip powers from that Democrat. You know, they didn't want to give Obama the power to, it's not just the power, but they would not confirm the Supreme Court justice. But you can see the games that these people are playing.
Right.
And I am really, really disappointed in the Democrats being so silent. They're being silent. They are, somebody needs to be saying something. This needs to be out there.
What are the Dems afraid of? What this, when people become this paralyzed, there is fear somewhere. What are they afraid of?
Well, I
the
think
Dems are just afraid of everything.
I think part of the problem is that if, on the Democratic side, everybody wants to be the good person. You know, even during the campaign, Hillary did that. She had that. When they go low, we go high. You know, you got to stop taking a knife to a gunfight. You know, sometimes if they're getting down in the gutter, you got to get down in the gutter with them to mix it up with them. You know, always taking the high road. You should always try to take the high road, but sometimes it doesn't work. Obviously, it doesn't work. She didn't win the election. Okay, and all.
Which means there is no high road. Not when it comes to.
Yeah,
politics.
Sometimes. Yeah, right. Sometimes there is no high road. You know,
and we found that out.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you
and
just have
still
to.
Taking. Right.
Sometimes
and they're
you
still
just
taking,
have to.
They're still taking a butter knife to gunfight and look at the outcome, and there's no way to justify this. And yesterday on Newsmax, Van Jones sent out an email. Hillary is over. It's
Hillary
over.
Is over.
Yep, it's over. She's gone. No more. It's over.
No, that's
and,
not news. I figured that.
No, well, what I mean, not the election and not anything else, but her coming out of the woodwork and having a following, she'll keep some people, but getting back into politics and doing more, that's not going to happen.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, that's
you
not
know,
going to happen.
You look at it, once you've run for president and lost, really, there's not much
twice,
to do. It's like,
actually.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, well, she ran the primaries, but once you lose, it's very, very tough to come back. You know, last person who ran and lost and then ran again and was elected, I believe, if memory serves, was Richard Nixon. He ran in the late 50s and lost and then came back in
60-something.
Yeah, and won. But it's very difficult. It's like being a prize fighter. You know, you're champ, you lose at one. Everybody talks about the fact that you're a has-been.
That you lost.
Mm-hmm. That's all that
matters. And
that's
what
matters.
It is.
But,
right.
You know, the Democrats need to, I think it's time for a reflection about what the party's all about, you know, and what are they going to do. And I think they need to today start readying somebody for the presidential election. You know, they waited around, and then, of course, Hillary, the only everybody back, nobody even tried except Bernie because Hillary was there. Everybody knew it was Hillary's turn. But they need to start cultivating someone who's dynamic. You know, you can be the smartest person in the world, but if you can't get across to people, it's not going to work. You know, and frankly, you know, we saw the opposite on the Republican side. I mean, he's really, Donald Trump is not a smart person by any stretch of the imagination. But somehow,
and for those people that think he is, that says a lot about you.
But he was able to get across to them the racism, the homophobia, the misogyny, all that got across. We're tired of this political correctness.
Right.
And all that stuff. You know, we want to call a spade, you know. That
And he can't call a spade. He doesn't know what a spade looks like.
Well, he lies all the time. But
that's,
the whole
the
point
lie
is
works.
The Democrats you know, need to do something different. And Scotty, you said that Vance said the Clintons are done controlling the Democratic Party. That may be a good thing. You know, that may be a good thing. Somebody else needs to come up. And maybe it's Obama as the ex-president controlling the Democratic Party. I don't know.
Right.
But somebody
right.
needs to be cultivated for the next election, somebody dynamic, somebody that can speak to the people, somebody that can speak to millennials, and still speak to boomers. And you know, we're really seeing a really changing world with jobs being lost, going overseas and things like that. Now, some of that has been curtailed, but it's a completely different world, and people need to understand that.
Right. And the other, we're looking at times where people really need to look at what's going on in the infrastructure, what's going on all around them. And when we focus on someone who is uniquely, once again, unqualified, that takes the attention away from the things that we really need to focus on, that we really need to concentrate on. So him being so unqualified, he cannot put a sentence together. He cannot create a complete sentence. He's got a third grade vocabulary. He's a spoiled brat. Have we ever had a so-called president who spends hours tweeting? We've never had Twitter before. Twitter. But this whatever it is, tweets. Who does, what president conducts himself in that manner? Not one that I can think of. Not even the president with the phone, which was President Barack Obama. They took his phone. Why can't they take this thing's phone?
Because he's surrounded by yes men, and they know that.
And he's going to get rid of the Secret Service, and he's going to have his own. From what I hear, he's going to have his own clowns around him, his own bodyguard. He gets through the Secret Service and he'll have his own bodyguard. Really?
Do you realize what the right-wing backlash would have been had Barack Obama said he was going to do something like that?
Right.
The backlash of anything that
they'd
he has
still
done,
be talking about.
They'd still be talking about it. You know, they are still talking about it. I saw something, there's some guy that I'm going to put this in quotes, friends with on Facebook. He's seen some of my posts about Trump, and he said, let it go. He won, let it go. And I gave him some expletives and said, wait a minute. You guys did not let it go for 8 years that Barack Obama won.
Right.
You did not let it go after he showed his birth certificate. You did not let it go.
Until just now. He let it go now.
No, they haven't even let it go. They haven't even let it go. I saw something the other day, just a couple of days ago, I can't remember where it was showing a little cartoon showing somebody telling Barack Obama, you're fired. You know, he's not fired.
Okay.
His term is over.
Right. You know what? He can come out and say whatever he wants to say.
He can say anything. I'm anxious to read his memoirs about what he really thinks because he's been very quiet about what he really thinks.
Very tamed, very filtered, very careful about what he says and what he does, because the backlash, the critics, the racists, the people who have called he and the FLOTUS everything from a baboon to a monkey to a, come on. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a treasonous act.
I've put some pretty bad stuff out there on Facebook about Trump's wife, and I've dared the Republicans I know to say anything to me about that. I light them up, and they've got no response.
Right, I'm sure. And you know what? A few weeks ago, it was Christmas Day, of course, conversation went to politics, and the discussion ensued about the wife. There are pages of this woman and the daughter, Ivanka, nude photos that are absolutely despicable. In fact, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Both the mother, I'm sorry, not the mother, but Melania and Ivanka have portfolios filled with nudity. What first lady of this country has ever done?
And the Republicans were mad because Michelle Obama wore a dress
with her arms out.
Exactly.
Well, what are they going to say when the entire birthday suit is out?
Nothing. Nothing.
What do they say about that? This woman is...
It shows you the hypocrisy. The
right.
Absolute hypocrisy.
The only thing she has on is hair and shoes. And some of the things that are on this website are despicable. They're so bad, you can't look at them. That's how bad they are. For both of them. And you mean to tell me we have such an undignified group of people in this country that that behavior is okay? Well, wait a minute. If that's okay, then why is it when things came out about Vanessa Williams?
Right.
She had to relinquish her crown. She was stripped of her crown and her dignity for a moment. And she wasn't even the FLOTUS. She was an up-and-coming actress. She won Miss America. And they stripped her of her crown. They cannot have that behavior. Well, wait a minute. You have just let a foreign woman in as the FLOTUS, as the first lady, and not only can she not speak English, she's okay with taking all her clothes off. And she does it in public. And they become public photos plastered everywhere. And nobody's saying anything. How in the world does that work? We have not only a double standard in this country, it's a triple standard that doesn't even make sense. What's right should always be right, and what's wrong should always be wrong.
But it shows you the hypocrisy of the
hypocrisy is
right.
We're overwrought with hypocrisy.
It's my
and who does it benefit? Come on. And she, you know what? She doesn't want to live in the White House. She is absolutely right. She shouldn't. She is not White House material. She doesn't have enough dignity and integrity to be called the first lady. She does not have enough, especially, she cannot follow Michelle Obama, that's for sure. She cannot follow Michelle Obama. So there will never be a time when I call her the first lady. That's not going to happen.
Well,
no.
There was a, I saw on the news last night, well, was it last night, there was a, they showed, what's the woman's name? I'll think of her name in a second. She's a newscaster on one of the networks, kind of short hair, blondish, not regular news. She does specials or something like that. Anyway, she showed I believe it was in Portland or somewhere up in Oregon. Young black man was run over by two white people in a Jeep. Apparently some, they were in a 7-Eleven or some convenience store parking lot, and argument ensued. Not sure what happened, but they chased him in their Jeep and ran him down and killed him.
Oh my God.
People under this Donald Trump administration, you know, the bat crap crazy right wingers,
right,
the Ku Klux Klan, the alt-right, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood, all these far-right racists are feeling their oats. And I knew this going into this. I said, you know, before the election, I said, if he loses, they're going to be mad and they're going to be out there. But if he wins, they're going to be feeling their oats. And we've seen several incidents between the election and now where these folks have come out like that. You know, and people need to be aware. People need to make sure that they can protect themselves and their families, because this stuff is real. This stuff
is
really,
real.
Really
it is.
Real.
It is.
You know,
I don't
mean to sound like sound the alarm or anything like that, but you had better be ready for the unexpected. You know, you're in a restaurant somewhere. Oh, did you see the two Hispanic ladies in line, like at a Walmart or something like that? This was on YouTube, and one lady was in line, and her friend added something to the order, and a white lady just went ballistic. You don't belong in this country. you know, go back to where you came from. Oh, I voted for Trump, that whole bit.
Oh, No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that stuff is out there. Now, fortunately, that one did not turn into something deadly.
And it could have.
Yeah, very well could have.
It could have, because that certainly has the potential to do that. Mm-hmm. And when people do those things.
And those are two Hispanic ladies, and they are, particularly if they're here without papers, they're not so likely to get into an argument. They can be very reserved about what they do. But black folks, you know, somebody comes up on us, we really have an attitude about it. We have problems with it. And then things can escalate. I'm not saying it shouldn't be like that, but what happens is things can escalate. Then they get mad, and you can never tell what's going on. You need to be aware. Watch your surrounding. There's this thing called situational awareness. Just being aware of your what's going on in your surroundings. You know, who are the people in your surroundings? Where are you? You know,
right.
If something happens, you know, what's your escape plan? What can you use to defend yourself? These things are real.
And some people take things for granted. So they walk around, they come and they go, they do different things, especially on the perimeter, on the outside. And they're not aware of their surroundings. And people nowadays really need to be aware of their surroundings. And it's not simply because of the climate of this country, but then again it is. It is simply about the climate. And you don't know what's coming behind you. You don't know. And one of the things that really frightens me is that my daughter is, of course, in Dallas, my favorite place. And when she and my grandbaby are out, if she has to get out of the car for any reason, she leaves the car running. And I was with her in November, and she got out of the car to do something, and I turned the car off. Well, when she got back in, she said, "Mother, don't turn the car off." And I said, "You don't leave the car running when you're outside of the car." And she says, "I have to keep the car running in case something ever happens and Bailey and I have to make a fast getaway." And I'm thinking, you don't leave the car running because the baby's sitting in the car. And if anything were to happen, like somehow the mechanism's engaged and the car takes off, or something happens and just, I don't even want to go into all of that. But for her, it was in case something happened on the outside and she had to make a fast getaway. So I do understand that. I understand both. And it's troubling that we have to leave the car running if we have to get out for 2 seconds. We leave the car running, especially when there is a baby, a small child, in the car. We have to protect ourselves, be aware of our surroundings. So there are all kinds of things that will go on in this country this year that are unexpected. We know that things will happen. We just don't know what things, when they'll happen and where they will happen. Just like yesterday with the Rose Parade, there were, I think they said there were 760 officers out in Pasadena yesterday. I believe it was 760. And when I left Altadena, I had to strategize how I was going to maneuver myself to get back to LA. But they were concerned about a terrorist attack. So there mm-hmm. were officers everywhere. Before, after the parade, during the parade, before the parade began, the night before, during the game. Oh my God, I made a U-turn in the middle of the street and the highway patrol was coming right towards me. I said, "Oh well." And I'm sure he said the same thing. But officers were thicker than thieves because of the scare, because of what could happen, the possibilities. We no longer have a time where it's where we're safe. And that's unfortunate. That is absolutely unfortunate. So arm ourselves, be aware of your surroundings, know what's going on, get out there and do something. As I said in the very beginning, we've got to make some changes.
Speaking of arming ourselves, Colette, I went to the range yesterday. There's two ranges. One I wanted to go to is a little bit further away from my house, but it's got some special things down there that I like. So I call, they have these suites that you can rent, and I called down there and said, hey, how long is the wait for a suite? He said 4 hours.
Oh my God.
4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours. And my local ranger was about an hour wait. But listen, we are at the bottom of the hour.
Wow.
This is Change Matters Solutions. I'm Kenny Hendricks, and we have Colette Williams on. We're going to take a quick break. But be sure to join us at 866-510-9025 and hit ** if you want to get into the conversation. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back to Change Matters Solutions. I'm Kenny Hendricks.
Welcome back. I am Colette Williams, and thank you for joining us. And once again, those numbers are 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. You can join the conversation by hitting **, and that will get you right in on the line with us. Again, 866-510-9025. And if you would prefer to send us an email, you can do so at changematters99@gmail.com. That's changematters99@gmail.com. So let's keep the conversation going.
You know, as we talk about, you know, the types of things that we can do as a people, I think people need to decide what change means to them and what they can do for themselves to make a change, you know, in their own lives, a positive change. And, you know, you start, people start making, decide on their own that they're going to make a change in their lives. One person does it, another person does it, another person does it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At some point, you get to a critical mass where people start doing it. We have to all be ready to make a positive change in our life. Now, what does that mean? That's going to mean something different to everybody, whether it means doing something different on your job, whether it means how you raise your children, something at home, how you handle your relationships, how you handle things out in the out in the world. But, you know, we talk a lot about change, and, you know, it's not about, when you're looking to make change, it's not about what's going on externally. It's what you're willing to do to affect the change. You know, you can't wait for somebody else to do it for you. You can't wait for somebody else. You can't wait for permission to make that change. If somebody's doing something to you, then you need to figure out how to get around it,
make a change in your life so that it doesn't happen again. Take control of your life.
Exactly.
Take control of your family and your lifestyle. Take control. If you have an opportunity to take control of your lifestyle and the things that happen around you, do that. Take some kind of action. And as we talked about before, this is a call to action. That's why we are Change Matters, because change really matters. And we recognize that at times change is difficult. That's because change is always worth it.
You know, we watched what happened during the election, and, you know, we need to learn from that. You know, this was an ignorant man. Speaks like a third grader. As a matter of fact, his ghostwriter for his biography warned us about him. He says he's got a 200-word vocabulary, which is like a 5-year-old.
Wow. You know,
he has no idea what he's doing. He's out insulting North Korea and China.
Yeah,
and Taiwan,
he just this morning. Else. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he has no idea. Because he doesn't care. This is the man that was raised rich. He was born rich.
He doesn't have to care.
And he's always been rich.
He doesn't
rich.
Have to care.
And
right.
People have rewarded his bad behavior by making him the most powerful man on the planet. And this could be very dangerous. This could be very
And he
very
doesn't
dangerous.
Know what that means. He doesn't even have a clue as to what that means. He doesn't know.
He said,
it gives him power.
I have not been watching much television since the election, but I watched some. I'm slowly getting back into it. I was watching something, and they were talking about Russia, I think it was. And he says, oh, no, no. And, of course, that wasn't Russia hacking. It could have been anybody. We don't know. And then he says, you know, I know things other people don't.
Yeah, you do. You sure do.
You know, and he says that, and people buy that crap. So he's going to stand there and say,
I know things other people
So
don't.
He knows more. How many intelligence agencies said it was? Was it 7 or 14?
Oh,
intelligence
God.
Agencies that said Russia was behind the hacking. It was either 7 or 14. And he's going to, he said during the campaign he knew more than the generals.
Yeah, right. You know? Because they call him. They call him for advice and how to do things.
Yeah, right.
Really? Really?
So find
really?
Ways in your life to make a positive change. Talk to your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk
and
to
forget
us
him. Yeah, and forget he is even alive. Forget him. Do what you know is
well,
right.
I think what's good that's going on is there's a call to boycott the inauguration. He cannot get any A-list celebrities to perform.
No.
And his spokesperson, the Russian spokesperson, Boris something or another, was on saying, oh, well, it's not about celebrities. It's about the people. You know, they always say that when they can't get people.
Right.
There's a woman who's a part of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Uh-huh.
As conservative as they are, she said she would rather just quit the choir than perform at his election. A bunch of the Rockettes said they did not want to perform.
Yeah, the Rockettes said the same thing. Yep,
yeah.
Sure did.
And the
sure
did. One of the leaders of the men who's in charge of the Rockettes said the women should be able to tolerate the intolerance.
Really?
Know? Yeah. So they should just the misogyny, you know, grab them by the you know what, all
right.
That kind of stuff. Just ignore that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, really? No. They'll ignore it by not going.
Yeah, and this should
they
be.
Will, no.
This will probably be. It's going to be interesting to not watch.
Right.
Because again,
and
they
I'm
can't
telling...
get anybody. People. There were some Republican celebrities who initially said they were going to perform, but then backed off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
Of course, Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol Palin, came up and said,
right.
You know, if this
right.
was any other regular old billionaire, people would be scrambling to perform. So she's absolutely right. But it's Donald
she's
Trump.
She's right. You big. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. No, it's him. It's not. It's him, girl. It's yeah. him. Nobody wants to have anything to do with him. It's him. Yes, you're
it
right.
It is him. Mm-hmm.
For once in your life, you are right about that. Yes, nobody wants to perform. And then they had the audacity to even consider Aretha Franklin. Are you serious?
You got to be kidding me.
Are you serious? You really? Aretha Franklin? She performed for President Barack Obama, and you actually think she would stoop that low to perform for this piece of this? Really? That ain't gonna happen.
No.
That's no. Everybody has said no. As Bailey says, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah,
not at
so.
All. No. And I want folks to know, don't turn your television on. On January 20th, do not turn your television on. You'll be tempted to even peek. Don't turn it on. Do not turn it on. Go exercise. Read a book.
Yes.
Write
yes.
your memoirs.
Do
Write
something positive.
Do something positive. This is a call to action, people. This is a call to action. Take action. Do not turn on your television. This is a time where people can unify and they can make a statement. This will tell people exactly how powerful the people really are.
That's January 20th?
January 20th.
And that is a Friday, folks. Friday, January 20th.
It's January 20th. Don't turn on your television. Do not turn it on.
Do not. He is there, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can nothing to do about him being there, but we don't have to validate it. The far right did not validate President Barack Obama for 8 years, even after his second winning of the election. They still do not see, have not seen him as legitimate. You know, even Newt Gingrich said, well, he's not a real president.
Well, what do you call this moron?
Yeah. And so
President Barack Obama, oh, God.
We see where people are coming from, and, you know, we have to act accordingly. Now, we act with forethought. We don't just fly off the handle. We act with forethought. You know, we challenge things. We call things out. If a lie is a lie.
Yep,
no matter how you spin it, a lie is a lie.
Right, that's right. A lie is a lie, and wrong is wrong.
And the Wall Street Journal, the editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal just said he will not allow his writers to call Trump's lies. They can say, what are the terms? There are all sorts of euphemisms for lies that are allowed to say, but they cannot call them lies. And that's part of the problem. And I've said this before, the press is completely culpable in this happening because they would not call his lies lies. You know,
well, what are they?
They just need to call it. It's a lie. When Trump said there was all these Muslims celebrating on 9/11 while those buildings were burning, somebody should have said, why would they be celebrating? Did they know that Muslims, and I'm not going to get into the conspiracy theories, but did they know that those were Muslims that ran those airplanes into the building?
Right. Yeah.
So they had forehand knowledge, first-hand knowledge, ahead of everybody else. That's why they were celebrating.
Right.
You know, nobody called him on it. Nobody called him on it. When he says, you know, the generals call him, somebody should have said, give me the names of the generals that call you. You know, when he says those things, challenge him.
Not only challenge him, but not only that. You know what? And I'm wondering if it's simply that people know that it's a lie and they figure, why even dignify that with a challenge or an answer? Why even? You know what? You do that because of what happened in November. You do that because people don't understand. There are people out there that think that what comes out of his mouth could be accurate and that it isn't a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. Why would you not challenge it? People challenge, they challenge President Barack Obama's birth certificate. Why wouldn't they challenge this man on his blatant lie? His lies, his fabrication, he creates these things that don't exist, these ideas of things that don't even exist, and nobody would challenge him. But the very person who can't complete a sentence came up with these things, and nobody thinks that they need to challenge what he said. And they want to talk about the president not being born here. That just doesn't make any sense.
They never complained about Ted Cruz not being born here.
His wife isn't born here. His wife isn't born here, and she can't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you want to, and again, that goes back to the hypocrisy. And you know what? We're going to talk about this all year. This is just not going to go away until he goes.
Well, I think the Democrats need to focus on stopping the appointments. Just like they said, they're not going to confirm any Supreme Court justice for the next 4 years. First they said, let the new person appoint the Supreme Court justice. When it looked like Hillary was going to win, they said they're not going to appoint it for the next 4 years. I think the Democrats need to come out and say, we are not going to confirm these appointments for the next 4 years. We're going to be as obstructive. We're going to have as many filibusters. Mm-hmm. You know, the number of filibusters they had during these last 8 years is unprecedented, not unprecedented like Trump said the other day.
Sure.
But it's completely unprecedented. You know, so right. We need to stop the appointments. You know, Jeff Sessions, Alabama, you know, an avowed racist, has been appointed. And, you know, Democrats need to stop being weak and jump up and say, we're not going to do it. Look what the Republicans do it all the time. And right. The Democrats just sit back and say, you know, okay, we're going to take the high road. Okay, well.
And that's good. That's good. We're going to take the high road. There's the overarching however. This is not the time, the place, or the person that understands that is worthy of the high road.
You know, Jeff Sessions is his pick for attorney general. Can you imagine what this man will do to the Voting Rights Act?
Wow. Right. Come on. Can you imagine what these people are going to do? And remember, when you look at that cabinet that he has recently created, what do you see? You see a cabinet of old white men who don't think about us. They could care less about us. Not that they really have to.
But at the same time, we know that, and we have to stop waiting on them to fix things for us, because mm-hmm. They're not.
We could fall off the planet, and it would be okay with them.
Yeah, so we need to figure out how to get our own patronizing black businesses. And when you patronize black businesses, don't look for the hookup. You know, hey, man, have you seen that Chris Rock thing where he's asking for the guy for one rib?
Yeah.
He finally says, okay, I'll finally sell you one rib. And Chris said, can you break 100?
Right. Like,
come on, man. You know, we got to stop doing that. And as business owners, as black business owners, when people come in, we've got to greet people with a smiling face. You know, with a positive customer service attitude.
Right, doing things. Right.
Sometimes it's not, you know, you can't wait for happiness to come to you. This is going to get some kind
you've
of...
You've
got to make it happen. Exactly.
You've got to make it happen.
You've got to do it.
Make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And if we keep waiting on these things to happen, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know.
Which brings me to a... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, and, you know... people would say, you know, well, Obama didn't do enough for the black community. Well, you know, I don't know what he needed. To me, just his being there, to me, was enough that we can see that there's a positive, it's a positive, a step in the right direction. It does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that we are a post-racist society. It does not mean all our ills and all the things that have happened in the past are not there. But it does mean that to me, it does mean that there's some hope. That we can continue the progress that we've made over the past, I don't know, 50, 100 years. A lot of things that are still the same. There's still a lot of racism. But again, racism, you know, it's not only here. If you go to Iraq and Iran, you look at Iraq,
right. You
know, everybody's Iraqi, everybody's brown. They're all Muslims, but you got the Shias and the Shiites and the Kurds and the Peshmergas, and they're all fighting, you know. So the fact that we have this going on in this country is not unique to this country. You know,
right,
so we
and
just
there will be discontent and conflict all the time, everywhere, because people are people, and again, people are human beings. So there will be conflict, but what we do with and about that conflict is on us. That's on us, and we've got to make a change. And frankly, I can't concern myself with communities that don't look like me. I've got to concern myself with my own community, my own family. And it's time for us to stop doing what we do to each other. We had a New Year's Eve party in Pasadena, And getting up to that point of the New Year's Eve party, we had lots of things going on. But two things happened. And unfortunately, the two things that took place happened with women of color, black women. And someone made a comment to me, what is going on? Because what we do to each other is absolutely, I don't even know what to call it. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's something else on, I think it might be Facebook, and it's called Why Blacks Don't Support Black Businesses. The two women that I dealt with, they're the reason why. And I'm sure there will be backlash about that, but they are the reason why. Because of what we do to each other. And just as you mentioned, Ken, when you walk into a black-owned and operated business, customer service is extremely important. Customer service is more valuable than the dollar exchange.
Exactly.
Customer service means if that determines whether or not you have a dollar exchange. Because customer service is in the drink, there be no exchange of dollars. There will be no exchange. So you lose based on the one thing, your inability to service your customers in
right.
not only a satisfactory manner, but in a manner by which makes them feel good and makes them want to return, makes them want to come back and spend money. I heard somebody say that they'll never do business with this lady again, but they'll go to the restaurant and they'll eat. Well, I got that. I got that. We're not helping her. We're not helping her by saying it's okay that her skill is in the toilet. It's okay that she can mistreat this group, but we'll still go back and do business with her. How do we say to someone, you know what, in order for us to come back, things have got to be a little different. That's not just for us, that's for everybody. That's for everybody concerned, because I'm sure we're not the only people that have been so mistreated. I'm sure you do this on the regular. That's why your restaurant is only open 3 days out of seven and only for a 4 or 5 hour period on each of those 3 days. That has got to be due to something. That's in an area where there is a huge amount of traffic. That's just below Old Town in Pasadena.
Yeah. Well, we are coming to the, I hate to cut it off, but we're coming to the top of the hour. I just want to make sure that everyone knows the numbers to call, the 866-510-9025. We will be back again next week. And send us a line at changematters99@gmail.com. And we will have the podcast out there, you know, for you to, if you weren't listening in real time, you can listen to that. You can listen in your car, download the BTRN app to your phone and listen. And the other thing is that we have to stay politically active. Politically active, you know, we tend to not turn out in the midterm, but we need to do that. We need to be involved, and it does matter. I just want people to understand. It does matter. Your vote
does
matter.
Once again, do not turn on your television on Inauguration Day. In fact, I don't even want to call that Inauguration Day. Do not turn on your television at all. The day that whatever that is being sworn in, do not turn on your television. Read a book. Go exercise, take a walk, walk the dog, walk the kids, go visit somebody, go to the mall, go patronize a black business, go support a school, volunteer at a school all day, do something different. Take some kind of action for the black community. Do not turn on your television on Inauguration Day. Make sure that you have the date, the time, the place. Do not turn on your television. No matter what happens, do not turn on.
I completely television. Agree with that. Do not give him anything. Do not give him anything. I'm
no.
very glad about. I'm very
do
glad.
Do not turn
of,
on.
Yeah,
yeah,
that the fact that most of the celebrities are not.
So am I.
There. So
right.
That needs to be headed in the right direction. Put things out, you know. And I've had people send me the Facebook post about not watching the inauguration. I send that out right away. I've had 50 people send it to me. Every time I get one, I know I've sent it out before, I just send it out again. Just send it out.
Keep it
going. We have to make a statement. We have to make a statement.
Right, right. And it's our responsibility. It's incumbent upon us, each and every one of us, to be a part of that statement. And before we sign off, the other thing that we'd like to let all of you know is when you do call in, hit **, the number is 866-510-9025, and stay with us. We are growing. We're expanding to 2 hours, and we will give you the launch date, the very first day of our 2-hour Change Matters radio broadcast. We'll give you that information, and we've got a number of exciting things coming up in 2017, and we want you to be a part of it. So don't forget to drop us a line at 866-510-9025 and drop us a line at changematters99@gmail.com. I am Colette Williams. We've got some exciting things coming up. Kenny Hendricks.
And
you're
out.
We're out. And thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Have a great new year.